Bocha Osher Abram, Simchas Osher Abram, Vase of Mikdash.
In second, daf nun aleph amud aleph starts off. Mi shleira simchas beis sheva. And the mission describes what used to happen in six beis sheva and times beis mikdash. Says matzah yom tov rishon shachag on matzah first day yom tov. Yodu lezus nashim. The kain mitzvah done lezus nashim. Umistakni sham tikkun gadol. And they did their big tikkun. The Gemara on the base explains what this Tikkun Gadol was. The Gemara says, "My Tikkun Gadol, Ami Belaza, Kaidus Shnei, like we learned, Chalkaidus Bishayina. The base Mikdash, when it was originally built, was built with the walls. There's one floor is the Azara, and the walls are straight up, they're smooth. Chalkaidus Bishayina, the Kifur Existra, and they surround it with boards." And the tekana was that the anoshim would be downstairs, the men would be downstairs in the azara, in the desert of the anoshim, and above on these gezurah reis, on this balcony around surrounding the walls of the mikdash were the women. So the Gemara says why? The Gemara says because originally was as anoshim was for one and the habayis for the other one, but it's kalis reish, so Chazal had to make a new tekana and put the noshim on these gezurah, on these beams. The Rashi explains that v'tkifor gezurah was not nozizim b'ktalim. They put beams coming out the walls. Ba'utim in akreis. So sav v'sav v'chalashana misad misham gezurah. All year round they had sticking out the walls these beams to make a second floor, and on Chalamoid, on the first night of Chalamoid, where the Mishnah is talking about, they put these Nasarim, these Gezustarais, these boards, on top of these beams, in order to make a second floor. So Rashi says, V'zehu Tikkun Gadol L'Ktanim Asnisin. This is the Tikkun Gadol, Shemusaklim Chalashana. That was the Tikkun Gadol they made, was making these Zizim coming out the walls with the Gezustarais, with these boards on top. So that's the Gemara with Rashi's Pshat. So the Rambam says, the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, the end of Hilchos Lulav, when he describes how it worked, he says the whole Mishnah, but when he brings down the din, he says, instead of saying that the Mishnah says, the Motzi Yom Tov, Rambam says the Erev Yom Tov. So obvious question the Rambam is, why is he changing? If the state Mishnah, that it happened on Motzi Yom Tov, why is Rambam going and saying it happened on Erev Yom Tov? So the Ochna wants to answer the Hektim with another Sugya, Sugya and Seita, Daf Mem Aleph. But in the Sugya of Hakei, when on the end of the 7 years of Shmita, when the first Sukkot after 7 years, when the Melech used to read Mishnah Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, so the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, "The Mot Yom Tovishnu Shel Chag Shmini B'Matzshviyis Oitim Ebima Shel Eight Balzara Ruh Yechvelah." And the Melech is on it. Shenema Mikait Shavshonim V'Cholu. So Tosfos on this Gemara says he brings Rashi that Rashi wants to learn that the reason why you need the Torah needed to say describe in such detail when the date was. The Pesuk is quite a few. Mikait Shavshonim B'Moyed. The end of the Shmita year. So Rashi, Tosfos brings Rashi that he didn't need to say this because it couldn't be done in Yom Tov, because it couldn't be done in Yom Tov anyways, because you couldn't build in Yom Tov, therefore it had to be done on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi therefore asked in Kashan Gemara that you wouldn't need such description for the pasuk of when it should be. But Tosfos says it's not true, because if he wouldn't say exactly when it would be, then you would do it on Yom Tov, just you wouldn't build this bima. Because Enechinam Rashi is right to say that you wouldn't be able to build the bima because it's Yom Tov. Oh, but that's not a reason to cancel Hakin and to push it off to the next day. That would be a reason to not build the bima and have it by the Yom. Therefore, the Torah needs to say when exactly is. That's how Tais asks in Rashi. But Tais himself says what used to happen was they used to build it on Erev Yom Tov, put the beam together, and the whole beam was ready. But they took it to pieces, and on Chol HaMoed itself they put it together. So it wasn't a proper binyan, because Tais said you couldn't do binyan Chol HaMoed because ein binyan adoicha leis Shabbos leis Yom Tov leis Chol HaMoed. You wouldn't be able to build it with Chol HaMoed. Therefore, it had to be in pieces from Erev Yom Tov, and on Chol HaMoed you build it. So actually we can answer that the Rambam. But the Rambam says Erev Yom Tov because Amot Yom Tov wouldn't be able to build it, because Hatenach and Enechnami say we're talking about Hakel, and here we're talking about Eznashim, but both of them we're talking about building. The Rambam might have borrowed from Seita this Yisrael that Seita is learning, that you couldn't build on Chol HaMoed. Therefore the Rambam Behechrech had to say that you did on Erev Yom Tov because of this Tesis. That would answer the Rambam. But on this Sugyan Seita, Rashi brings from Yishalmi Megillah that you couldn't build it Umiyo b'yomtev lo, you couldn't build on yomtev. She ain't tikkun abima zeich leit shabbos leit yomtev. Rashi doesn't say Chol HaMoed. Rashi says leit shabbos leit yomtev. Umeesmei nami loiv dinan lo. Rashi asks why can you do on Erev Yomtev? Like Tosfos Taka says, you built an Erev Yomtev and you kept it flat pack in order and made it Chol HaMoed. Rashi says why can you do an Erev Yomtev? The dochka lo hazar, you couldn't build an Erev Yomtev because it's a problem of dechika sazara. Putting anything in the Beis Mikdash, Shilei L'Tzayach, which took up space, was also a Gzei Rabbanon, you couldn't be Doich Gazara. So Rashi is telling us that there's a problem of Tchikas Hazara. Tais doesn't mention it, because Levi Taisus, when he did the Bim Shamelech, when he built Erev Yom Tov, but Tais said, he built it, and you took it apart, so it didn't take up any space. An Al-Sugya of this Simch Space Eva, you can't say this, because there was no such thing as flat packing it Erev Yom Tov. We said the Fila Rambam, he didn't Erev Yom Tov because you got a problem of building. Aber Meister, we got Rashi here, there's a problem with Chik Sazar. So how could the Rambam say he didn't Erev Yom Tov? Anyway, we would have been able to answer like Tosfos that there wasn't a problem because that you had to do on Erev Yom Tov because there was a problem of building on Chol HaMoed. But you got another problem of Chik Sazar, which told us you wouldn't be able to do it any earlier because it's been Chik Sazar. So you can't stel tzu, you can't say that the Rambam by Eznashim is the same as Seita, because the Chaluk, well, in Seita we're talking about when it didn't take up space, and in Eznashim it did take up space. How could the Rambam paskin they did the Erev Yom Tov if there's a form of Tchik Tazar, like Rashi mentioned? So the Olchaner answers three answers to this kasha. He first answers the Pashta Teretz, that you can be mechalek between Ezra's Nashim, where they made this Gizus Reis, the second level in the Beit Yismikdash, to this Bim Shamelech. Because Enchenami Rashi incited by this Bim Shamelech says it would be a form of Dechika, that would only be by this Bim Shamelech, which was a Bim Shamelech. This was a structure that he used to sit on, so it took up space in the middle of the Azara, so that would be a form of Dechika, like Rashi says. Ma'as Se'en Kain, in Al Sugya, where they built on the second floor, that posha wasn't the Lazar. That didn't take up any space because on the floor of the Lazar there's nothing doing. It was empty like it always was. So Eber Dayakhner says, the Rambam could be right, and Tzilenek Tosfos, and Rashi's Kashav Tzchika wouldn't be sure because it wasn't the Lazar. But the problem with this is, I'm not sure, because when the Chazal was stuck in Dechika, maybe they weren't dafka, the takana maybe wasn't in every case where it was dafka. There's a problem. You couldn't build anything extra in Eznashim because of Tchik Sazar. Not if it's been taken a certain amount, then it'd be awesome. It was a low plug. Whenever it would take up space, whenever it would have been in Azar, it would be awesome because of this. That's the first territory, but it's not so posh that they would answer the kasha so nicely. The second territory would be is, we read that Rashi says the whole year round, these beams used to come out of the walls. The beams were around. There wasn't anything extra by the Ezra's Noshim, which was Dochek, more than the Zizim already. All they did was they put on planks on top of it. So the Etzim, the Binyan, the structure was ready there all year round. So this Binyan wasn't an extra Dechika to what ready was. That would be a second Teretz. And the third Teretz, I want to say, is we can say that the Rambam, who says that you did an Erev Yom Tov, is going to Shutta Soi. Because the Rambam, Hilchos Chagiga, by the din of Hakel, we said that the Rambam Hilchos Lulav by this Ezra's Nashim, by the Sukh Space Shaver, but the Rambam by Hakel says that when they did this Bima, they couldn't build it, they couldn't do Hakel on Shabbos, Because Rambam says there's a tekiah that used to do by Hakel, and this Enechlami Hakel might be Deich Shabbos in whatever way it could be, but the tekiah which he had to do by Hakel couldn't be Deich Shabbos. You couldn't do it on Shabbos. The Ravid asking the Rambam that what's the Rambam coming on to say that we're talking about tekiah, but we're talking about a tekiah. It says in Yishalmi the reason why he couldn't do it on Shabbos was because of Yosef Lazar, like we mentioned, Rashi, the problem of tekiah by Hakel, that's the reason why you couldn't do on Shabbos, because you would have to build Erev Shabbos, it would be Deich Lezor unnecessarily, therefore you had to push off and do it on the day after Shabbos where you could build it on the spot. That would be Deich Lezor. So Oibazoi, the Kess of Mishnah says that this Kasha of the Ravid is not a Kasha B'chlam, because he's asking me Kaich Yishalmi, and that Yishalmi is Machlokes Ma'amad Omrim why you couldn't have Hakel on Shabbos. First Ma'amad Omrim says because of the Tekiah. And second man, the Omer says because of binyan, or because of the binyan. So there's a machlekes there, what binyan is, and one of the tzadim of the binyan is because of tchikah, like the Ravid says. Ketz Mishnah is miyasha the Rambam from the Ravid's Kashi, and says that it's not shver because the Rambam's going to live a man's Omer. That hold, the problem is because of tchikah taka. Oibazoi, the Orkhanes says that without the Ketz Mishnah saying that the Rambam's learning, the problem is because of tchikah, he obviously wasn't learning that the problem was, like the Ravid says, because of tchikah. So therefore, we can answer the kasha we have got on the Rambam to say that there wasn't a problem of tzchikah, because Rambam's learning that obviously wasn't a problem. Because if it would be a problem, he wouldn't be chaylik, and he wouldn't be passing like that Mandom Yisham which has tzchikah. He would say the problem is because tzchikah, like the Rambam, like Ravid says. Therefore, that would be a positive yisrof on the Rambam. The Rambam's going to shita say that he doesn't have a problem with tzchikah, and therefore he's passing that you could do an Erev Yom Tov because I don't have a problem with tzchikah. That's how we can put in for the Rambam. And Rashi in Saito, which Taka, which Radoi says he did it on Erev Yom Tov, that the Rambam wouldn't be Meshuvad to say that the Tikkun Gadol, which state in Mishnah, which happened on Motzi Yom Tov, was a Tikkun Gadol, that Rashi says that it was a binyan. There could be a Tikkun Gadol, it wasn't that they used to go and build and put the Masorah on the top of the Zizim in order to make Ezra's Nashim. It could be a Tikkun Gadol was the Takonas Sneos that happened in the Beis Mikdash, was that it used to be Kalas Roish because everyone was mixed together. The Tikkun Gadol was that on the first night of Yom Tov, the Kohanim were arranged that the men used to go downstairs and the Noshim were upstairs. And that would be a Tikkun Gadol. Even though the Mishnah said the Tikkun Gadol happened on Motzi Yom Tov, that was the Tikkun Gadol which happened on Motzi Yom Tov. But the actual Binyan, Rambam learned, that's not the Tikkun Gadol. The Tikkun Gadol was Sinyas. The Binyan happened on Erev Yom Tov. And Rashi, which we said in Tzveta, learns there's a problem with Tchikah. That's why Rashi would learn in Sukkah that the binyan happened on the Motzi Yom Tov, because Enochlami the Rambam didn't have a problem with tzchikah, but Rashi did, and therefore Rashi said, when would the binyan happen? Binyan happened on the Motzi Yom Tov. We said that Tosfos speaks out as a problem of binyan and Chol Hamoed, and therefore how could Rashi Taka say tzchikah made you build it on Motzi Yom Tov if it was Chol Hamoed? So it comes out that this is Sugya and Tzeita, Rashi being Chaylik and Tosfos, and Rashi's learning Shabbos in Yom Tov got a problem of binyan of a not Chol Hamoed, Tosfos and Chol Hamoed as well, therefore Tosfos learned he did an Erev Yom Tov like we said by the Rambam, and there's no problem with tchikah. We can ask the kasha on this Shtikah Torah, because in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam paskens that there's a problem of Shtikah Torah, lo yisa'atzecha asherah kol eitz, eitzim yizbach shem lekecha. The Sefer says from there that there's a limud that you cannot build anything of eitz in the Beis HaMikdash. Oibazoi, how could the Rambam bring down the halacha that he used to build this Ezra's Noshim, which was made out of wood, if there's a final building called Eitz in Nazareth, in the Beis Mikdash? So, the Ravid says, that it was the Shaita, which means, the Mefarshim and Yishami explain, that when the Torah uttered this din, binyan called Eitz, it was only when it wasn't needed, you didn't need it dafka then, but if it was a shait, if it was a tichah, it was necessary for that time, there was a heter. So, I said the Ravid says, because the Ravid normally comes to be masik, I saw the Ravid come to ask kashas on the Rambam, but seemingly he's for emptying the Rambam, he's answering the Rambam. How can the Rambam say in Hilchos Lulav and Hilchos Chagiga that used to build by Hakeh and used to build the Eznash Mashiach Tzvei Shaiva, if you pass against halacha, you can't build? So, it's not the Ravid, the shait. Now the problem with that is, you can't be coming to explain the Rambam. Because we spoke out, the Rambam says, the binyan of this by Hakel and the binyan by Ezra's Noshim happened when? Happened on Erev Yom Tov. And Erev Yom Tov to Motzi Yom Tov when the Chol Hamoed was not the Shaita. So the Ravid is coming to ask the Kashta. The Ravid is asking that the whole heta of binyan in the Azara is the Seitah. But if you, the Rambam, it wasn't the Seitah, because you hold you're the Ev Yom Tov, it's going to be fair. How could you say that the problem of them is in the Ezra's Nashim, and yet say that you used to build an Ev Yom Tov? That's the Ravid's Hasaga on the Rambam. That's what you can ask on the Rambam. On the Ravid, we can fragen that the Rambam in the second place, in Hilchos Beis Abchira, the first place of Beis Abchira, the Rambam says the same halacha about Binyan Kalait and Azara. And the Rambam there says a bit differently. He says that the issa is eight bailot, because you can have a kasha on this thing, kol eight, you can't build anything out of wood. That quite a few kelim, the oron was made out of wood. It was just the inner section of the oron was made out of wood. So that was in the basement. How could that be? So the Rambam is saying it was eight bailot, it was eight sticking out, you know, something which looked like eight, not something which covered over by gold. So on there, the Ravid says, you got followed by Hakel, and now you got followed by Tzilchus Beis Shiva, which is the same question we asked before. And then the Ravid answered that those were in Ezra's Nashim. So, Koidim Kol, if he's right to say it was Ezra's Nashim, then he hasn't got a kasha in where we mentioned before in Hilchos Avodah Zarah to say that it was a Shaita and that was a Hefter, because there's a Yitzvah Klal. So, number one, Koidim says to himself, saying that there's Shaita saying that Ezra's Nashim is no Yitzvah, because if it was a Shaita, then obviously what's also, and if it was no Yitzvah Ezra's Nashim, then you don't have to come to Shaita. That's number one. But we can ask more than that, that in the Yishalmi which Rashi bought in Sukkah, which you mentioned, that Rashi says you couldn't build on Rashi in Seitzavot, that you couldn't build because of Dechika. We said there's two, that Machlek is what the Binyan of was, that one man says Kia, one says Binyan. Only one of them, there's Machlek is in Binyan. So one man says Dechika, which Rashi brought down. The other man of the form of Dechika was that the problem of Binyan was that you couldn't build Kol Eitz in the Beis Mikdash. And Seita is talking about the Din by Hakel. And the Gemara there says that we're definitely talking about in the Ezra's Nashim, because the Gemara is the Kasha, that Shtei Mishnah used to sit, and the Mishnah is talking about Agrippas HaMelech. Agrippas HaMelech was from Malchus Beis Chashmonai. He wasn't from Malchus Beis Tovid. And the Din of the Beis Mikdash is no one's allowed to sit besides four. Malchus Beis Tovid, how could Agrippa sit in the Azara? There's a din that you know that she was also. And for the Gemara, K'dom Reb Chizda, Ezra's Nashim. Hachinam Ezra's Nashim. That Vibar was Ezra's Nashim, therefore Agrippa still had to sit, because there was no Issa Yeshiva. So it's Mukhach in the Gemara, that where was Hakel? It was in Ezra's Nashim. And in Ezra's Nashim, you show me saying that the problem of Binyan, which is, if you are Mandama, a problem of Kol Eitz in Azara. So we see clearly that there was a problem of eight in Ezra's Nashim. So the Ravid would share that since Ezra's Nashim is not a problem, it's going to be shared, because there was a problem of Kol Eitz, like we, if you show me and Bavi together, there's going to be that problem. So what's the Ravid saying? So after we can answer that these two mandamim in Yishami of Binyan, these two mandamim in Yishami of Binyan were arguing on this nekuda. The mandamim of form of Tchika and the other mandamim of form of Kol Eitz were arguing was, is there a problem of Kol Eitz in Ezra's Nashim? Because we've all done for the Rambam that it's a derivative of the Gedin that you're not allowed to build Kol Eitz Pazar. So if everyone holds us, why was there another mandama saying because of the Chika? Why is it bringing the Rabbanan to get in that you can't be doing the Chika in the Azara if there's a din derived of in Kalit? Elomai, this mandama held that in the Ezra's Nashim itself there wasn't this problem. The problem only started in the Ezra's Kalit, Ezra's control, but in the Ezra's Nashim itself, you wouldn't have such a problem. Therefore, he is Chaylik and he held because of the Chika, because he didn't have such a problem. So it comes out that the two mandama you show me of what the problem of Binyan is could goof be this Rambam Ravid. Because the Ravid, which he said in Hilchos Chagiga, who asked on the Rambam, he said Tekiya, and the Ravid says it wasn't, it was the Tekiya, his paskening, obviously, the Ezra's Nashim didn't have a problem of Kalit. So the Ravid's very good by saying Ezra's Nashim didn't have a problem, because he taka held. The Vat, he said in Hilchos Chagiga, there wasn't a problem of Kalit, the problem of Tekiya. He obviously held that there wasn't a problem of Kalit, Ezra's Nashim, and therefore he can get away with saying, being matter of the Rambam, that Ezra's Nashim didn't have a problem. And the Rambam, which said Tekiya, he wasn't going against the man Omar who says Kol Eitz Bazar. He takel the Zay. Therefore, comes along the Ravers and asks the custom of the Rambam that L'shaitas, Mutter, nothing else. The Rambam learns it happened Ev Yom Tov. Ev Yom Tov, it's going to be Mutter, it's going to be Asa because it's not L'shaita. And the custom is that you, the Rambam, hold that Kol Eitz is Asa, even as it's Nashim. Therefore, I'm going to ask the Ravers, I'm asking the custom of you, that how could you do it? L'shaita. That's how the Ravers are asking Gishmak Kosh on the Rambam. And to answer that we asked the Kasha that it wasn't Elis Noshim and there was a problem of Kol Eitz, we can answer that in Saita the Gemara asked the Kasha how could you Yeshiva Azara, and Teretz was it wasn't Azara and Elis Noshim, therefore you could Yeshiva, and we asked the Kasha that that's Elis Noshim, and Yishalmi says it's a problem of Kol Eitz, so how can we ever say there wasn't a problem in Elis Noshim of Kol Eitz? So that we can answer that the same kasha that the Gemara asked in Yisaita in Unza in Talmud Bavli, how could you Yeshiva? The Yishalmi asked the same kasha in Saita, and Yishalmi answers, doesn't answer as it's Noshim. The Yishalmi answers, it wasn't Yeshiva, it was a smicha. And for the Yishalmi to say the smicha when the Mishnah says Yeshiva, it's a fair thing, especially if he could answer like the Bavli answer that as it's Noshim was Mutter. So it could be that the Yishalmi learned that it wasn't as it's Noshim, it was stuck in the as Yisrael. And therefore, we couldn't answer the Yeshiva and Mutter because Ezra's Yisrael, because Ezra's Yisrael is Tak Otter. So Yishalmi's Tak learning, it wasn't Ezra's Noshim. And that's why the Ravid is saying that it wasn't Ezra's Noshim, because Ravid is saying that Yishalmi, that first of all, the following is Tachika, because I'm going to be a man on Tachika, and second of all, there wasn't, the Ravid is right by saying that there wasn't a problem of, that you couldn't answer to say there was an Ezra's Noshim, because if you Yishalmi, it wasn't Ezra's Noshim. Those are the Kashas and the Ravid for Enfred. And we originally asked the Kasha on the Rambam, how could the Rambam say this sin of building if there's a problem of Kol Eitz? And we both already the Rambam has got a problem of Kol Eitz because he doesn't say Tchiki, he says Tchikia, and that's why he pushed off Hakeil. And therefore we asked the Kasha on the Rambam, how could you say you could do a binyan? We can answer that like the Ketzer Mishnah is Masig on this Rambam Ravid. I think in Chagiga that the Ketzer Mishnah says the whole problem of binyan in Azara is binyan mechuba, something which is attached, which is nailed down. So these Nesarim, which Rashi says were just placed on top, wouldn't have the problem even though they're eight because they're on mechuba. The actual zizin, how could you put those in? Those were eight bailet. Teretz is, if you look in the Rambam, when he says the halacha, it says elosh the kol kind of loshim. He says everything which was sticking out the walls shall even hoisa. It wasn't made of eight, so it didn't have the Issa. Shkev. Shkev.